You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And now, lately, it's around the world, right? You have oil prices are swooping up and down. I mean, if ever you've been to an amusement park on a roller coaster, this is what's happening here. You have a lot of trading going on that's pushing, you know, prices of oil. I mean, we went as almost to the $120 range, which, if you recall on one of the previous episodes, I said, you know, once we go past 110 and it winds up staying there, it's a danger zone. But the fact that, you know, we went that high all within, this is all overnight. Okay, we went that high and then came back down, and right now we're sitting in the low 90s. Okay, when we were, you know, close to 120. There's a lot of uncertainty. You know, you have factors that are coming into play, and I'm gonna bring some commentary on this topic outside of what I'm saying to give a different context or additional context to what's happening. But the reality is, you have the straits. Oil tankers aren't going through. Are they going to go through? I believe they are. I believe that something is going to transpire that's going to allow this to happen. What is also transpiring is first, you have the United States and I believe Europe, you know, really contemplating tapping into their reserves, the UK, and into their oil reserves. Once that transpires, it opens everything up again. Right, it opens it up, and that way, you know, we're not feeling that pinch, because at the end of the day, when you're looking at oil going higher, you know, once oil, you know, broke 80, you know, we were, I'm going to say the growth rate at that moment as it stood steady there, what was pushing probably at the 2% mark, more or less. Okay, when we broke 100, we were teetering, if it would have stood there, we were teetering at the 1% growth rate, you know, and that's problematic. We go higher than that, you know, we're at zero, and we have a lot of problems in front of us, you know, potential recession, so on and so forth. But the good thing is that my viewpoint, and again, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, my viewpoint on it is that this is not going to be long lasting. This week is going to be a pivotal week. This week, if the war in Iran and what's happening over there, if that goes beyond this week, then this conversation is going to change dramatically. So I think it's imperative that whatever is going to happen happens as soon as possible, and I believe that that is going to happen, because, you know, when you're looking at what's transpiring, you know, they had to change a regime over there. They have, you know, the new Ayatollah, you know, that was brought into play. And, you know, from what I'm understanding, that he is dramatically worse than the one that was taken out. You know, so what's going to happen there? I don't know. But I do know that this administration is not sitting there waiting to see what happens. They're being very proactive in their movement, as they, you know, they're looking to not bring this and make this draw out. Because typically, you know, when you have war, it's good for certain companies. They make money. They're making ammunition, the munitions. They're making this, you know, the security, everything else, all this stuff. It winds up benefiting an industry, but it winds up hurting other industries. This is a different time than it was, you know, during, you know, the last war and the war before that. So at, you know, what we're looking at here is probably not so much this administration looking to drag it out. They're looking probably to escalate this, end it, call it a day, move on, and get everyone stable. You know, and if should that happen, then it's going to be a benefit. And I think things are going to be leaning towards that just with what's happening. I believe when you're looking at the gold market, you're looking at the silver market, you know, you're looking at Bitcoin and other indicators that are out there. You're looking at how the stock market's moving. You know, this is, everything's in flux right now. Everything is in flux. You know, you have, again, you know, oil bounced up within a horrendous range just overnight. And if that's not an indication of uncertainty, nothing is. But also keep in mind that the prices in the futures markets, you know, there you have trading going on. So you have these numbers being pumped up and pushed up by traders. You know, and traders, you know, they're in and out. They're in for the buck and that's it. And that's what they do. You know, so when you see that bump up in gold and silver and other commodities and oil, and when you see that stuff, even in Bitcoin, when you see these things happen, there's a lot of other factors that are transpiring outside of what you're actually seeing. Okay, there's a lot of, because you have derivatives, and upon derivatives, the derivative market is a lot bigger than a lot of these combined markets, in the stock market and bond market and the crypto market all combined. You know, so it's a really, really, really big market. So when you have people speculating on what's going to happen, then you're gonna get these swings. You're gonna feel like you're on a ride. You know, just make sure you have your barf bag just in case it gets out of control. You never know. But just make sure that you're in tune to what is transpiring, because if you are looking at what the overall picture, you know, it could be confusing. Or you may say, okay, well, you know, this war is going to persist and oil is going to go to the moon and this is what's going to happen. But no one wants that, because this becomes a global issue. You know, the United States slows down, we go into a recession, it impacts every country on this planet. No one wants that. No one wants that. You know, U.S. dollar is a reserve asset. No one wants that. You don't want that transpiring. So I think that they're going to expedite this to end this conflict and get it done. And you may see a lot more attacks, a lot more things going on just to shut it down. You know, and we have the technology. We have, you know, other things in play. But also, I also want to throw this in there. You have Russia, you know, a lot of people aren't talking about Russia. If the U.S. should say, and again, not saying this could happen, but it could, if they lift sanctions and allow, you know, Russia to export their oil to other countries, that will alleviate this problem pretty much immediately. You know, however, that opens up a whole other bag of worms, because you get Russia doing that, they get stronger, their war with the Ukraine becomes a decimation, and what happens then? So there are a lot of implications for all the actions. So we'll see what's going to happen. We have no control. We're just sitting back watching this and seeing what's going to happen. All we can do is, you know, pretty much, you know, make our bets on where things may go and protect ourselves along the way. You know, and talking about bets, again, it has nothing to do with this, but it was something that kind of annoyed me. You had Kalshi that took on these bets for the Ayatollah, you know, leaving office, you know, again, against his will, gone, but still people bet on that and they won, and Kalshi refused to pay up for whatever reason. I think that they weren't allowing betting on bets. You know, the guy's not in office. He's gone. Doesn't matter how it transpired. You know, the winners, you know, they won. You know, it's like going to a casino. You're playing, you know, roulette, and you're spinning the wheel, you're betting on 8 black, then all of a sudden, you know, what happens? That comes up. They say, wait a second. There should have been 7. Or change the rules. You can't change the rules. You can't change the game as people are playing the game, because that's going to hurt your reputation. I think that specific incident, and with this class action suit, I think $54 million suit coming at them, this tarnishes their reputation. The one thing that I will say, that I really doubt that Polymarket would do anything like this, Robinhood would do anything like this. You know, at the end of the day, you have to have a fair playing field in that respect when it comes to the prediction markets. You know, that's why, you know, blockchain is the way to go. So it takes that control away from the companies. You know, if people are making their predictions on a peer-to-peer basis, let it be. You have winners and losers. That's it. You know, you create the infrastructure to let it all happen. You know, don't play God. And I think that's what these guys are doing. But anyway, let's getting back to oil and what's happening. Look, I think this, you can have an escalation that's going to transpire, but I think it's going to be geared towards this coming to some sort of end. But there are a lot of options that are in front of the United States, that are in front of Europe too, you know, with what they are going to want to do to avoid this becoming a bigger issue globally. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But on that note, what I want to do is bring on some commentary from a couple of sources, just to give you guys just other context from other individuals, and again, not just from me speaking about it. So just hang on, and we're gonna bring on some commentary for you guys right now.
I mean, there is no precedent for this. The sky is the limit. It's, you know, how much are people willing to pay for alternative supplies? If that's supplies from other countries or supplies that might be made available from a coordinated stock draw. So, you know, we got very close to $120 a barrel this morning in early trading. Things have settled back a little bit since then, which is not a surprise. But, you know, there comes a point where we've already got Iraq shutting in significant amounts of production. I think about 3 million barrels a day. We're talking also about Kuwait, possibly cutting production. And, you know, based on what we know about storage capacity in Saudi Arabia, there's the possibility in the next couple of weeks or 3 weeks or so that Saudi Arabia may have to start cutting its actual wellhead production because it's running out of storage. At that point, you know, if we're still in a situation where this war is going on and people are shooting at each other, then, you know, the sky's the limit. We cannot know because we have never been here before.
And I think that is that commentary, and that's a key thing. We've never been here before in this framework. And it's happening. I mean, this is happening pretty quickly, right? And this is what everyone is looking at. This is what everyone's saying. And when it all comes down to it, no one really can tell you with all certainty when this will change up. My viewpoints, the commentary that's coming in, their viewpoints. These are all viewpoints. No one has a crystal ball. Because even if the United States does everything right, and the UK does everything right, and Europe does everything right, and Iran does everything right, things can change so rapidly. It's such a fluid environment that we're in. And this is what makes things just a little more difficult. And this is why that volatility, traders love volatility. And this is why we're seeing that volatility. And we're going to continue to see that until things settle down. There's more certainty going on. But again, the extreme velocity that this is happening, this is where the confusion comes in. It's happening so quickly. I mean, you had oil go up from the 90s, low 90s, okay, to almost 120 just overnight. That's huge. That's a huge move. That's like a stock going from 100 to 130, 140 just within a few hours. That's a huge move. And again, these are global markets. But I want to bring in some other commentary to talk more about, you know, this extreme speed that everything's happening. And maybe they'll give, again, some additional insight into what's happening there. So let's bring on that commentary.
I think that's multidimensional in so many ways, but the more important thing at the moment is the velocity of what we've seen as far as move to the upside. No doubt on Thursday, you were looking, you know, around that 75 to 80 odd dollar, and then all of a sudden 90, and now we've had a high of 116 in Asia trade today. We're back at around 106, 105, but the volatility swings over a given hour are just dramatic. So this is going to impact naturally consumers and, in the long run, one would think inflation, if this was to last for a matter of weeks or possibly a month or more.
And we will see as we start moving forward. It's Monday, so we'll see how the rest of the week lines up and see where things go. Again, this is a pivotal week. We go beyond this week, we're going to probably have some issues because the storage capacity for a lot of these Middle Eastern countries, these oil producing countries, they only have so much storage where they can store the oil. So they're going to wind up shutting things down. And just so you're aware, when you're shutting down the production, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to shut them down, and then to go ramp them back up, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to do that. Once you start shutting them down, it's not like you can stop the shutdown process. So it doesn't matter. Once they start shutting down, this is when we're going to face the issue. And this is where I believe you're going to have other things come into play, such as you know, these strategic oil reserves coming into play, potentially something going on with Russia, and so on and so forth. So we will see. We're going to stay on top of this. I'm sure you're going to stay on top of this too. Again, everything that's going on here impacts every market. I don't care if you're investing in stocks, bonds, if you're investing in commodities, you're investing in crypto, this impacts you. This impacts you going to the store, buying food, getting gas, buying clothes, you know, everything. Everything, it impacts everything. And the longer this goes, the consumer, the citizens of this planet, those are the ones that will ultimately pay the big price. But we, again, we're hoping this conflict ends quickly. All right, on that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate you taking time out of your life to hear my rant on and my views on what is going on. I hope that it is helpful for you. And we will be back with you with another episode of Money Never Sleeps as all of this unravels, as other things pop up. We're gonna bring on some interesting topics on the show. All right, thank you so much. You guys, you know, be careful out there and have yourself a great trading day.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Belathkeff and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.